Welcome to the Shadron Brian Podcast. It's another grand and fine day out there. Today I have a devotional for us called We Shall Be Like Him. And so a couple of summers ago we studied the doctrine of heaven, and as we sort of talked about the future reality of receiving our resurrected bodies this last Sunday, I want to revisit one of the questions we asked there in that study. And the question was, what will our resurrected bodies be like? Our resurrected bodies, we know, are the last ultimate perfected glorious state of our bodies that Christ will grant us when he comes to get us, and what we will be like from then on and forevermore. And I think to sum up what our bodies will be like, we could say that our resurrected bodies are going to be like Christ's resurrection body. Philippians 3:21 says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our lowly condition into conformity with his glorious body by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself." 1 John 3:2 says, "We know that when he appears, we shall be like him because we will see him just as he is." And Romans 8:29-30 talks about our future glorification. "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified." Okay, so it's clear we're going to have a body like Christ's resurrection body. They're going to be glorified bodies. But what do we know about his body? I mean, physically speaking, there are some basic observations we can make from Luke 24. For one, we know that he has to be able to stand among people. He was able to stand among people like the disciples on solid ground, Luke 24:36. He urged them to examine him with their eyes and by touch, even showing them his scarred hands and feet and side. He also asked from them something to eat on more than one occasion, and he ate the same food the disciples were eating. In Luke 24:39, he said, look at my hands, look at my feet, it is I myself, touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. And so what this tells us is this, that we're not just going to be some out-of-body spirit floating around in the clouds or some galaxy somewhere, like many have imagined. We're going to have a real and tangible reality about our resurrected bodies, where we're going to be able to walk the golden streets of the New Jerusalem. We're going to be able to eat the fruit of the tree of life, the bread of the kingdom of God, the wine in the kingdom of God, and drink from the water of life. I don't know about you, but I can't wait for this. I personally have a really bad taste in my mouth when I think about only being a spiritual transparent existence, existent being. I mean, like a lot of us grow up thinking. And so I'm excited to spend eternity on a new earth doing real and adventurous things together with you guys. These new bodies, they're going to be able to serve the Lord. They're going to have complete energy and ability and new capabilities. And we're going to be living on a new earth in a place where the sun never sets because God illumines it with himself. That's physically speaking, but I mean spiritually speaking, and we're talking about the inner man here, we know that we're going to be pure as he is pure. No longer will we have to battle it out with this old fallen sinful nature, because the war with the flesh at that point, the flesh, the sinful nature, the war between the flesh and the spirit, it's going to come to an end. We're going to be in our fully redeemed state. We're just going to walk by the Spirit. We're going to be in perfect communion with God at all times. I mean, what a relief that'll be. Christ will give us new, bright and clean robes to wear that signify that we have been washed pure, we have been washed spotless in the blood of the Lamb and have been glorified, and it's only by his grace. This corruptible is going to put on the incorruptible. Sin won't even exist in the eternal version of heaven. These new bodies, they're going to be immortal, they're going to have new capabilities, they're going to be healthy, they're going to be powerful, they're going to have emotional stability, they're going to be able to shine, and a lot more. And if you want to know more about these resurrection bodies, glorified bodies, you can go to our website, shadronberean.org, and go to the resources tab, to the heaven study, and then download the Doctrine of Heaven PDF notes, and you can find more about this on pages 32 through 36. And if you're looking for a good read on what heaven's going to be like, be sure to check out Randy Alcorn's book called Heaven. I can't wait to spend eternity with you guys in resurrected bodies with our risen Savior. God bless you this week.